Septula doesn't miss a thing. You got to come strong. If you're coming on, you better come strong. Get out of my way. Gonna come and shine. Tell you what I got. Road rage. Nothing you can do. You're gonna get into road rage. Road rage. Road rage.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back. I want to get back into a couple things that Dee Orlando said, but we'll get to that in a minute. Before that, look, how many of you guys are overpaying for razors? Well, look, we can't answer that, but we know this. Over 10 million guys have tried Harry's. Look, if you're not with Harry's, you're overpaying. Mick Mixon, Carolina Panthers play-by-play guy yesterday, said after he heard the Harry's ad that he was overpaying. Don't do that. Switch to Harry's. Do what 10 million guys have already done. I love the flexible soft hinge. Glides across the contours of my face. I don't get any cuts. I don't get any burns. That's a Harry's shave. Look, Harry's has an incredible offer. For you first-time customers, you new customers, they're going to offer you even more savings. New customers get $5 off a Harry's trial set. You just use code WALT at harrys.com. You'll feel great about your purchase. You'll get 100% quality guarantee. If you don't love your shave, let them know. They'll give you a full refund. And by the way, they bought the German factory that made the finest steel, ground it into the sharpest blades, cut out the middleman, offered you that 100% guarantee. Are you kidding me? This is a Harry's shave. Look, Harry's has an amazing offer just for listeners of my show. New customers get $5 off a trial set from Harry's with code WALT at harrys.com. That means you get a razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping when you use code WALT at harrys.com. Join the millions of guys who've already made the switch. Go to harrys.com today. Use code WALT at checkout to claim your offer. Do it. You will thank me later. It's harrys.com. On this Falcons deal, you know, again, I mentioned about the free agency and did the Falcons fall further behind? And Dee Orlando indicated, yes, he felt so. You know, you have to look at it and look what the Saints did. And I think the biggest move the Saints made is one we talked about yesterday with Emmanuel Sanders. I think that was an enormous move for the Saints. And obviously, we know what Tampa Bay has done. First of all, they retained most of their free agents, including Ndamukong Suh. And most people thought that Suh was leaving town. They got him back on a one-year deal. That defensive front's going to be good. And then obviously the biggest move of the entire free agency period is bringing Brady in. And look, I've already made this clear. I mean, I think Brady's going to be outstanding with Tampa Bay. I think he's going to fit in perfectly. I think he's going to bring that team all the things they've been missing. And one other thing, he's not Captain Charity. He's not nearly as philanthropic as Jameis Winston. He's not going to be giving the other team the ball 30 times a year. I mean, when you think about the absurdity of that, that's two interceptions a game. I mean, how do you win when your quarterback is throwing it to the other side two times a game? Yeah, he puts up yardage. He puts up yardage after he puts you behind. That's the same thing he did collegiately. He would turn the ball over in first half of games, and then he would rally you to win. The problem is, collegiately, he was playing the ACC. Now he's playing the National Football League. You can't just give the ball away and then think you're going to rally to win. So you look at Tampa and the vast improvement they've made. You look at New Orleans and the vast improvement they've made. And then you get to Atlanta, and, you know, the improvement is Hayden Hurst. And look, some would argue that's not an improvement over Austin Hooper, who was a highly coveted guy who went out in the free market and found a deal with for $11 million a year. By the way, that's the top of the tight end market. And so did Atlanta really get better there? Look, I don't think they got better per se. Although I think that Hayden Hurst may actually give them a little more of a vertical threat than Hooper did. But you know, at this point in the process, Hooper is a better player than Hurst. I think Hurst has real upside. But if I was Atlanta, I'm not paying Hurst or paying Hooper $11 million either, because I can go make the Hurst deal. And as D'Orlando has told you, it was a guy they coveted in round one of the draft, the first go-round, as we've already suggested on the show. So I don't think that particular loss is a big loss. And then you bring in Gurley. Well, again, a couple years ago, you had a pair of running backs that you really loved, and you elected to keep Freeman, and that sort of blew up on your face. Now, look, I don't think he had great blocking a year ago either. But, you know, his per carry average was like 3.5 or something, which is not where you want to be. The problem is, so was Gurley's. Gurley's was like 3.6, I think. And the problem with Gurley is he's damaged goods. I mean, you know, this was a guy who was an MVP candidate a couple years ago. The Rams didn't just let Gurley go because they're trying to get rid of bad deals. They let Gurley go because it was obvious last year they didn't think he could, you know, sustain giving him the ball 20 carries a game. And he couldn't. You know, and what we talked about with D'Orlando was, so we're talking about Kawhi Leonard load management. You know, we're going to load manage for a running back. And you know, and D'Orlando said at some point that, yeah, you know, if he can give you help in the red zone, then the question is, if he's not a regular running back, if he is going to be, I don't know, short yardage or red zone, then you're going to need more running back talent. Now, the thing is, you know, I did mention he seems to be a good fit for what Dirk Cutter does, and I believe that. But I don't believe it to the extent that Bucky Brooks is talking about, you know, Todd Gurley's going to be an MVP candidate next year. I just don't know. I mean, that's just a stupid thing to say, quite honestly. It just is. An ignorant thing to say. You know, look, is there some chance that Todd Gurley feels better next year in Atlanta and has a banner year? I don't know. Maybe. But I don't know how anybody could project that, given the fact that the guy has an arthritic knee, an acknowledged arthritic knee. And as D'Orlando said, you know, that doesn't get better. And that's my point. You know, he's a 25-year-old guy with a 50-year-old knee. So what is he exactly? I just don't know. I don't know. I mean, can he help Atlanta to a degree? Maybe. But can you count on him to be a 20-carry-a-guy game, a 20-carry-a-guy game, a game guy, 20-carry-a-game guy, and be a workhorse or even a 15-carry-a-game guy? I don't think you can. I don't think you can. And if you do work him too much, the symptoms of his arthritis are just going to get worse. You know, that's why there weren't a lot of takers. You know, off of his near MVP season, there would have been a lot of takers for Todd Gurley. But not a lot of people were interested in Todd Gurley, because not a lot of people believe he can be productive, other than Bucky Brooks, who thinks he's going to be the MVP of the league. I don't know. Again, I think he fits in the offense. And then finally, there was the Cushenberry thing. I said, D'Orlando, I see you got Lloyd Cushenberry, who I mentioned earlier in the show. You know, to me is maybe like a late second round talent. Going at 16 to Atlanta, I said, tell me why. And he sort of chuckled and said he's doing some more work on some other offensive linemen that his mock draft 2.0 probably won't have Cushenberry. That may be a little high. So I don't think Cushenberry is going to stay in that draft. And I understand what he's trying to get at. He thinks that, you know, that Atlanta needs some more interior offensive line help, and I would agree with that. I think the question is where and how do you get it? And I, you know, look, I think there are going to be a number of centers available in the first 100 picks that could help Atlanta, that could come in and play guard initially and then eventually move over. and take the center spot. I think if you're considering a desire to upgrade that offensive line, though, and you're the Atlanta Falcons, I think the absolute best thing that could happen to them from a draft standpoint would be if Tristan Wirfs slipped to them. Because you could play Wirfs inside. You know, look, Wirfs to me right now is either a right tackle or a guard. And you could easily start him inside. And he would be the best guard in the draft if that's how you start him out. And right tackles historically don't go very high. Now, in Wirfs' case, he's a freak of nature. And at one point, he was associated with the Giants. I mean, there was a lot of Wirfs chatter with the Giants. I mean, I think it would be an extraordinary circumstance that a right tackle would be selected in pick four of the draft. I wouldn't do that. Now, Gettleman, you know, who knows? But I personally would not do that. If I was actually interested in Wirfs and I was the Giants, I would try and deal back and then maybe come back and get him. But I've seen other names associated with the Giants as well from Giants correspondents, so who knows there. But my point is that, you know, Wirfs being a right tackle, there's some sort of scenario based on quarterbacks and wide receivers that Wirfs could slip through to Atlanta. And if I was Atlanta and Wirfs slipped through, I would do that. Because I think he's a guy who would significantly help your offensive line, and that would be true whether you start him out at guard, whether you start him out at right tackle. I mean, I think you could do a lot of things with him. He's not a center, but he could certainly play inside at guard and give you a talent. I don't think Atlanta's not in a position, in my mind, to go reaching for guys at 16. Say, you know, okay, we want interior offensive line help, so let's go draft this guy who's not really a round one talent. I think Atlanta needs to adhere to their board. You know, they have other need areas as well. You know, and maybe they answered some of that with Fowler, and we'll see. But they have other need areas. They have DB need areas. You know, we'll see what they ultimately do. But the Falcons would be best off adhering to their board. If they draft a late round two center or something with the 16th pick of the draft, that may hasten the departure of that front office of Dimitroff and Quinn. It might hasten the departure because I just can't see that. The problem is that there is no round one guard in this draft in my mind. I just don't see one. You know, I think the only guy who fits that general class would be Wirfs if he were to slip. You guys want to get in? I just lost a couple of people. You want to get in? You're welcome to. 654-7627. You know, I saw something funny, Ramona.
What's that?
Josh Eberle, who we've had on the show before, who covers professional basketball.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not a fan of these Mount Rushmore things. I mean, it's just too cliche. You know, we see a lot of this stuff floating around now. In fact, people asked me on Twitter earlier, or excuse me, on the text line earlier about why Vince Young was trending, and then they figured out that it's because Pro Football Focus put up a question about greatest five college football quarterbacks of all time. And apparently Vince Young was one of the popular answers, as he should be from a collegiate standpoint. But I also have seen this recently, this four best players from a city thing. And we talked about it for a second the other day in relation to Boston and how it would play out in the city of Boston. And I prefer, you know, I know there's a little distinction, but I prefer the best four from a city or something as opposed to the Mount Rushmore thing. The Mount Rushmore thing is just too cliche. Until you tip it on its side or tip it upside down. as Josh Eberle did. Because Josh Eberle, as last night on Twitter, and he was discussing it in an NBA context, but I started thinking about it in an NFL context. He asked, what team has the saddest Mount Rushmore? I sort of like that. Yeah, because I am mean. So I sort of like that. And as like a personal exercise in my own head, I started thinking about it. And I started, you know, just jotting it down. So like from an NFL perspective, which team has the saddest Mount Rushmore? I think it's sort of a fun little question. When you turn that thing upside down, and you know, so basically you're asking for, you know, futility. Well, you know, you can make a case that the Panthers are on that list. I mean, the Panthers certainly have had some guys. You have Kuechly, you have Julius Peppers, you know, Kevin Green, I guess, who I always thought was overrated, but Kevin Green. How about the Houston Texans? Remember, we're not talking about the Houston Oilers. The Houston Oilers became the Tennessee Titans. How about the Houston Texans? The Houston Texans have three. I guess you could count Clowney. So maybe the Texans are actually pretty well off there, because you could count Deshaun, Nuke, who's gone, but he would still count because he played a good amount of time there. J.J. Watt and Jadeveon Clowney. So that's actually pretty good. That's not too shabby. You know who's not as good as you would think? The Patriots. I'll touch on this when we come back. Let me tell you about Priority One. For all your security needs, is Priority One. No one does security like Priority One. They're the best in the industry. They're great people. They matched every dollar we raised in the Tigers for Tatas campaign. But there's so much more than that. You know, if you want to protect your loved ones, call my friends at Priority One. They offer you ultimate professionalism, tip-of-the-spear technology, total customization, fastest response time in the industry. Look, we live in an increasingly dangerous world. If you are concerned about the welfare of your loved ones, you want to protect them, call my friends at Priority One. They're waiting to help you. 288-1400, 288-1400. Tell them I say it. It's the way this deal works. It's actually... we've been busy. It's probably the best time to get in all day. If you want to get in right now, it's a good time. 654-7627, 654-7627. We'll be right back.
A lot of things have changed in the last few weeks, but some things remain the same. Carson Steak Warehouse in Anderson has some of the juiciest hand-cut steaks and best menu options around. Still get your Carson's fix, but to go. Help support the workers and businesses like Carson's who make your week great. Order your lunch or dinner to go, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. any day of the week. Call in your to-go order at 864-226-9400. Carson's Steak Warehouse to go, 864-226-9400.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
Rely on EnviroMulch for your outdoor project. With all the rain we've had, they can help with rock crush and run along with 57 stone for your erosion, flooding driveway, and water pooling issues. Order online at EnviroMulchOnline.com.
Hey Tigers, this is Leighton Covage with Lakeside Lodge Clemson. The only thing better than Clemson football is being a part of the Clemson family. And that's what makes Lakeside Lodge Clemson so special. It's a luxury condo hotel built by Clemson alumni for Clemson alumni. It's a place we can gather by the pool, by the fire pit, or the patio for cocktails and dinner while enjoying the awesome views of the lake and Death Valley. It's a place Clemson family can call home. Visit us at lakesidelodgeclemson.com. It belongs here, and so do you. Go Tigers!
Here's your chance to own a brand new F-150 from George Coleman Ford at incredible savings with approved credit. 0% financing is available on all remaining in stock 2019 F-150s. You heard it right. With approved credit, you could be in a brand new 2019 George Coleman Ford F-150 with 0% financing. Never any hidden fees or added charges. That, my friends, is how George Coleman Ford does business. Not applicable with other rebates. Offer good through 3/31/2020.
Hey, Clemson fans, let's be real for a second. It's time to proactively manage your money. Do you want the potential to help maximize gains and minimize your investment losses? Sounds great, right? Call Brian at IQ Capital Strategy today for a free investment portfolio consultation. Only takes about 30 minutes. There's absolutely no obligation. Brian will review your investment goals and let you know how he can help turn those goals into reality. IQ Capital Strategy. Call today, 848-CAPITAL, and at 735 North Townville Street in Seneca. Securities offered through Fortune Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC, Fortune Financial and IQ Capital are separate entities.
Say goodnight to frozen folded eggs and barely there bacon, America, because Wendy's is now serving up breakfast, and it's going to be America's favorite. They just don't know it yet.
These are a few of my favorite things.
We're talking freshly cracked eggs, oven-cooked bacon. How did I even do mornings before this breakfast goodness? Come into Wendy's to try our new breakfast Baconator, the Frosty Chino, and the Honey Butter Chicken Biscuit. See you in the morning. You up for this?
Favorite things, yeah.
At participating Wendy's.
Become a Roar Insider. Get the scoop with the Roar newsletter and a chance to win prizes. Log on to WCCPFM.com and click on the newsletter banner from the Roar.
When it fell, it's a time I remember oh so well.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back. You want to get in? Excuse me, you're welcome to 654-7627. Let me tell you about George Coleman Ford. You know, how about this? These are the WCCP, the Roar specials. 2019 Ranger, zero down, $329 a month with no payments for 4 months. Amazing. 2019 EcoSport with navigation and sunroof, zero down, $289 a month. 2019 Mustang with leather and navigation, zero down, $428 a month. 0% interest for 84 months on most 2019 miles. That's 6 years, people. We deliver free. What'd you say? Oh, you're right. You're right. It is 7 years.
Shocking that I'm right.
It is, especially on a math issue.
I know, dang.
Especially because I never make a mistake on math. You know, a guy yesterday about something we were talking about wrote bad math. No, it was actually him who had the bad math. But I didn't have time to get to that. But no, you're right. It is. That's
incredible,
that's
isn't
insanity.
It? I know.
Look, we deliver free within 300 miles. In other words, you can do the entire transaction online, never even have to come to the dealership. $39,999 plus tax and tag. How about this special? No dealer fees for two. Well, nuts. I'm not phrasing it that way. You're not getting both of them. Each. This is each. 2019 Ford F1 Lariats. One is white. One is black. See the website for details. You must finance with the Ford Motor Company to get this offer. 3-liter Power Stroke turbo diesel that gets 30 miles per gallon on the highway. Are you kidding me? Also, Ford has 3 months that they'll make payments for the customer and 3 months deferred payments. This is George Coleman Ford. Cars cost less than travelers rest. Trucks cost less than travelers rest. It doesn't get better than George Coleman Ford. I'm just, you know, I want to touch on this.
Do I get Walt's money for that?
No, unfortunately for you, you do not.
Oh, come on.
Texter said, did Houston just trade away one of their Mount Rushmore players for a broken down running back? Well, you know, we'll find out whether he's a broken down running back, but it looks that way. You know, Texter said Jacksonville has to be up there for the status. Yeah, you know, there's a good point. Texter brings up Andre Johnson for the Texans as well. Yeah, that's fair. Texas, Walt, what's your thoughts on Atlanta letting Trufant go? You know what? Trufant's play had declined, so, you know, I'm okay with it right now. I mean, now if he resurfaces and finds himself elsewhere, then it will be a deal that gets questioned. Because Trufant at one point looked like an elite cornerback. Sergeant Parsons says, did Clowney do enough at Houston to be ranked that high in that organization? I think so, because you have to put someone there. But as the other texter said, as texter 506 said, you know, Andre Johnson, you'd have to put him in that mix. So maybe not. No, but look, Clowney was a good player for Houston. He was up and down. He had the injuries, but he was still a good player. And this is the point. That's why I'm not a fan of that question, because it's just, you know, tedious and it's been repeated a million times over, so I'm just not a fan of that. But when Josh Eberle turned it upside down and said, what's the saddest Mount Rushmore of any team, now it's funny. now it's a little bit entertaining.
Now that it's mean, it's entertaining.
Yeah, now there's a little bit to it. And I was thinking about it, and one of the teams that whose Mount Rushmore might not be quite as good as you think are the New England Patriots. You know, and this again I think speaks to Brady's greatness. You know, first of all, the Patriots' history and the Wayback Machine, you could go Andre Tippett. You could go Mike Haynes, whose career was basically divided between New England and Oakland. I don't know what the division was. But you could go. So there are some guys in the Wayback Machine, like John Hanna, of course, that you could put for the Patriots. So the thing is, the Patriots are going to wind up looking good when you combine the past with the present. But the odd thing about the present for the Patriots is that it doesn't look that great. I mean,
well, the only player walked out or left or whatever you want to say.
Well, look, they have a lot of leadership players, and in a few years from now, Stephon Gilmore may well be one of those guys who would wind up as a Patriots selection, but that's still in the prove it phase. I mean, I think it's going to happen. I think he's tracking towards the Hall of Fame. So I think that's going to happen. But when you look at the modern age Patriots, the ones who went to 9 Super Bowls, the ones that won 6 Super Bowls, you have Brady, you have Gronkowski, Edelman, I don't know. There aren't a lot of guys on the defense who would qualify. You know, there were some guys back in the early days of the run, but none of them were great players. You know, there was Ty Law, who was a pretty good player, but there weren't a lot of guys you think of as great players. Texter says Wilfork. Yeah, but Wilfork wasn't a great player. He was a run stuffer. I mean, he's a big, fat run stuffer. I mean, that's what he was, but he wasn't a great player. He was a two-gap nose type. And that's what, you know, again, this goes to Brady's greatness, and I think to an extent to Belichick's greatness as well, is that You know, Texas says Teddy Bruschi. Right. Bruschi was one of those guys from back in the day who was a very good player, but not a Hall of Fame player. You know, not a Hall of Fame player. When you think about, like, you know, the general way this is phrased, the Mount Rushmore thing, you know, if you won six Super Bowls, you should have somebody better to put up there than Teddy Bruschi.
Bruschi. You know, that's funny.
Right. But you don't really. So as odd as it sounds, you know, yes, you can piece it together from the past and the present and make it look good. But if you didn't have the past, the saddest Mount Rushmore, you could actually look at New England. Which, again, is just so counterintuitive because they won six Super Bowls. They went to nine of them. But there just aren't a lot of great players there. You know, there are not a lot of guys who you think of in that context. You have, especially guys who were there for the majority of this run. You have good players, but you don't have Hall of Famers. You have good players, not great players. Sprinter 412 says Mike Vrabel and Branch at wide receiver. Yeah, again, not great players. Mike Vrabel, Teddy Bruschi, good players. Good, versatile players. Good players that fit what New England wanted to do. Intelligent players who fit their scheme, who knew, who understood the versatility of the versatile nature of that scheme and played within it. They were chess pieces that Belichick could utilize, but they weren't great players. Mike Vrabel, no one ever going to consider Mike Vrabel for the Hall of Fame. Nobody ever going to consider Teddy Bruschi for the Hall of Fame. And so that's sort of the point of it. By and large, New England has won six Super Bowls and been to nine with a bunch of guys. Many of the name guys they sent packing. And
that's right. Again, they got rid of people.
Yeah, and it speaks to Brady's incredible excellence that he turned many of those tomato can wide receivers into something that seems special. But they're not special. I mean, look, is Julian Edelman a Hall of Famer? Not to me. You know, you look at the group of wide receivers that have gone into the Hall of Fame, a lot of times those guys have to wait, and frequently they have to wait with 11,000 yards. Tess said Randy Moss is the only one I can think of, but he's more associated with Minnesota. Right. Moss only played 1 year with Brady. He played 2 years in New England. But when I was thinking about this saddest Mount Rushmore thing, I was thinking about guys that were with the team for like at least 5 years. If you were with the team 2 years, I didn't even consider you. You know, because there are a lot of players that played 2 years
in one
place.
You're the one that makes them sad. You don't consider people.
8 years another. Texas said Steve Largent. Largent didn't play in New England. He played for Seattle. And as far as Branch is concerned, Branch was just a guy. In fact, when Branch left Brady, what did he become? He disappeared overnight. Texas said, lifelong Pats fan, I see what you're saying, but I would take Brady, Gronk, Seymour, and Hannah. That's pretty solid. Yeah, I'm fine with that. And look, Richard Seymour belongs in the Hall of Fame. I keep saying that. So you want to put Richard Seymour in that mix, fine. And Hannah is the greatest offensive lineman who's ever lived, and I've said that a million times. John Ann's the best offensive lineman I've ever seen, period. Period. Anywhere, anytime, best offensive lineman I've ever seen. But that's what I'm talking about. When you win six Super Bowls, when you win six Super Bowls and go to nine of them, I shouldn't need to find guys in the Wayback Machine. You know what I mean? I mean, when the Pittsburgh Steelers were winning their four Super Bowls, they had future Hall of Famers everywhere you looked. Everywhere. You know, you could have had, you know, four Mount Rushmores. You can't do that with New England. With New England, you actually have to take the present, the recent, and combine it with the past which is, again, I think it speaks to the greatness, most particularly of Brady, and then secondarily of Belichick. Is there any room for Antonio Brown up there? No, because he'd be up there chipping away at it or something. You know, he'd be up there ruining a painting on it or something, painting mustaches on it. We can't have any of that.
We don't want him.
Tesh said Moss all the way. Can't be Moss. Only 1 year with Brady. One big year in New England and one okay year. And that Brady didn't play in. That's the year that Brady missed with the knee injury. You know, John Hanna, one of my favorite stories about John Hanna was I was talking to Bob Golic one time. The legendary Notre Dame defensive lineman, a very good career in the NFL. And we were talking about offensive linemen and the toughest guys he had to go up against. And I asked him specifically about Hanna. And because I was of the belief that Hanna was the best offensive lineman I ever saw. And Golic said he hated playing against Hanna. He said that Hanna would do this thing that he would call turtling. And Hanna, and you probably couldn't get away with this today. Maybe you could. I don't know. Since it's in the interior line and no one seems to care about what happens in there, only what happens on the periphery. But Hanna would suck his helmet and his head back down into his shoulders. And then,
that's that guy.
Go ahead. Yeah, that guy. Okay. And then he would explode out into the defensive lineman and smash the top of his helmet into the solar plexus. And Golic said, "You didn't need to worry about rush the passer or anything else." He said, "You couldn't get oxygen." He said, "You need to worry about whether you're going to live for the next play." You know, because that's how punishing Hanna was. And, you know, I've evaluated all the film of these guys over time. And the best film I ever watched was when New England played the Dallas Cowboys 1 year. And the Dallas Cowboys had the monster Randy White, is one of the best defensive tackles in history. And I studied the matchup between John Hanna and Randy White. And that was all I needed to see. John Hanna crushed Randy White's soul in that matchup. And Hanna was unbelievably athletic as well. He was this incredibly powerful man who was phenomenally athletic. And it was farm raised. It was farm boy power. You know, he grew up on a farm throwing bales of hay back in Alabama. Texas says Hanna, Brady, Tippett, Gronk. Yeah, look, I've given those guys. I've given those four guys, and again, I'm with you. That's fine, but it's still strange that if you don't grant the New England Patriots the past, it's hard to assemble a Mount Rushmore. And again, that's not what we're doing. We're trying to look at the saddest Mount Rushmores. But when I was thinking about it, I started thinking about New England. And how truly odd that is. In any case, we'll take a quick break. You want to get in on any of it, you're welcome to 654-7627. Devin, I'm coming right to you, Devin. Don't go anywhere. Let me tell you about the Mattress Outlet. Look, 13,000 mattresses from which to choose. I see these mattress places all the time. They advertise these sales, these 20% off sales. Hey, look, man, don't get it twisted. They're 400%, 500% markups, and then they're giving you 20% off on some special weekend. Yeah, right. Okay, thanks. But no thanks. And then pseudo choice, because you only have 40 or 50 mattresses to choose from. Get to the Mattress Outlet in Seneca. 13,000 mattresses from which to choose. You know, trust me, if your neck hurts, your back hurts, stop suffering. The pros at the Mattress Outlet will guide you to just the right mattress for you, and you're going to get it up to 75% off every single day. How many people, Ramona, have written us and thanked us for turning them on to the Mattress Outlet? It is endless. Hundreds and hundreds have. You know, stop suffering. Get to the Mattress Outlet in Seneca. You'll thank me later. Devin 13, you're up first. We come back. Quick break.
The Roar is stoked by the support we've had from our listeners in this challenging time. We know you're missing sports, so we're bringing you a fix. Each Saturday at 10 a.m., we'll bring you a classic Clemson Tigers game replay from the Clemson Tigers Network, brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union, Hartwell Village Shopping Center, and Burton Properties. This week, we'll replay a game from the 2018 NCAA basketball tournament, Clemson versus Auburn. The classic Clemson game replay Saturday morning at 10 a.m. on The Roar.
Hi, I'm Dabo Sweeney. One of the things that makes me proudest about being the head coach at Clemson is participating in the most exciting 25 seconds of college football, running down the hill after rubbing Howard's Rock. The roar from the crowd is deafening. Even though Howard's Rock is one of Clemson's most prized possessions, most of the time it sits all alone. That's why we depend on Priority One Security's video surveillance to keep Howard's Rock safe and secure.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, Security.com.
Say goodnight to frozen folded eggs and barely there bacon, America, because Wendy's is now serving up breakfast, and it's going to be America's favorite. They just don't know it yet.
These are a few of my favorite things.
We're talking freshly cracked eggs, oven-cooked bacon. How did I even do mornings before this breakfast goodness? Come into Wendy's to try our new breakfast Baconator, the Frosty Chino, and the Honey Butter Chicken Biscuit. See you in the morning. You up for this?
Favorite things, yeah.
And participating Wendy's.
Everyone has someone in their lives that could use a little surprise, a little pick-me-up. You want to deliver those smiles, but who has the time? School, work, and more. Try Urban Nirvana's online gift certificate. Buy and print it right from your own computer. A great way to treat your wife for making all those tailgate preparations, your college student for all the hard work, or mom, just because. Online purchase and print from your computer. Only at UrbanNirvana.com.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Hi, I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donut Company in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Drop by for a delicious donut and a cup of coffee. And remember, raise money for your club, church, or group of worthy cause. Sell Krispy Kreme donuts. Call Anderson and Spartanburg Krispy Kreme.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Here's your chance to own a brand new F-150 from George Coleman Ford at incredible savings. Get a 2019 F-150 XLT with heated seats and Sync 3. MSRP at $44,150. George Coleman Ford price at only $30,997. That's right, just $30,997, and you're in a new 2019 F-150. Never any hidden fees or added charges. That, my friends, is how George Coleman Ford does business. Must finance with Ford Motor Credit. Offer good through 3/31/2020.
It happens every time. When a hailstorm hits, there's an increase of people who want to take your money for roof repairs. Problem is, many of them are just trying to take advantage of you and don't really know what they're doing. Gilstrap Roofing has been around for decades. Trust Gilstrap Roofing to handle the repairs and deal with the insurance. Just because someone knocks on your door with a card that says they're a roofer doesn't mean they'll do quality work at a reasonable price. Call Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
For 25 years, Husqvarna Automowers have been the best-selling worldwide. With the Husqvarna Automower Crown Commitment Program, you'll enjoy your weekends and know that if you're not satisfied with the performance of your Husqvarna Automower within 60 days of purchase from a Husqvarna dealer, return it for a full refund or exchange. Easley Lawn and Garden offers Husqvarna Automowers as well as the expert installation and service you need. Trust them to get you set up with the right Husqvarna automower just for your yard. After all, Easley Lawn and Garden has been your trusted local source for nearly 40 years. Let a Husqvarna automower do the work while you relax. Easley Lawn and Garden, your local Husqvarna automower professionals for sales, installation, and service. For all your power equipment needs. Veteran and family owned and operated. 312 South Pendleton Street, Easley. Online at easleylawn.com.
If you suffer from COPD symptoms like shortness of breath and fatigue, where do you turn? There are medications and oxygen, but do you know about pulmonary rehab? 3 out of 5 COPD patients have never heard of it. Pulmonary rehab is an exercise, education, and support program that gives you tools to manage your condition, and Medicare typically pays for it. So whether it's grocery shopping on your own or just walking across the room, pulmonary rehab can help you. Visit livebetter.org to find out about your options for pulmonary rehab today.
All the sports that's fit to air. Brad and Ben in the Press Box. Weekdays from 9 till noon on The Roar.
Thank you.
Walter Pitullo Road Rage, we are back. Final segment, about 12 minutes to go in the show. I have some interesting stuff tomorrow as well. Make sure you're with us from 3 to 7. We have 13 hours of local programming on the station. Make sure you're with us from morning to night. Let me get to Devin 13, and then I'm going to tell you. I'm going to go back in history for a minute. Devin, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Appreciate you getting in.
Yeah, no problem. So I was talking to my buddy the other day about the best defense of all time. And, of course, you know, everyone brings out the Legion of Boom, the 2000 Ravens, the Iron Curtain, the Purple People Eaters. But I thought, you know, the best defense I've ever heard of was the 1977 Atlanta Falcons, who never get brought up because they were 7-7 and their offense was, you know, nothing. But their defense was one of the most dominant, if not the most dominant, ever.
77, are you talking Claude Humphrey?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, that's a really interesting point, Devin. That defense was really good. And it's like you say, it's because the team didn't achieve that team doesn't gain any consideration. I think Humphrey was one of the most underrated players in the history of the game.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a fascinating point, Devin. Go ahead.
They only allowed, on average, 9.2 points per game. That's insane.
Yeah, that's a really interesting point, Devin, and one that I've never heard anybody make. I'm going to have to think about that a little bit. Devin, how old a guy are you? Because you don't sound like you're old enough to witness that.
I'm 13, but my favorite thing to do is go back and look at old, good NFL teams in general.
I like it, Devin. Players. So the 13, I wondered this. So the 13 after your name indicates your age.
Yes.
Well, you sound like you're about 20, Devin. Are your parents letting you are your parents letting you drive yet?
No, not fully yet.
You got to get on them about that, you know, because you should be able to take the car out every once in a while. I like it, Devin. You know, it's a really interesting suggestion, and obviously that was a very talented defense, and as you say, it wasn't helped any by its offense. You know, that's like the coolest thing ever, Devin, that someone who's 13 years old cares about the history of the sport. I'm very impressed, Devin. Yeah. We may give you a role on the show. Well, I think you certainly have a future in it, Devin. So, congratulations. Excellent point, and one I'm going to need to think about a little more. That's well done, Devin.
All right.
Yep. Thank you very much. I don't. You know, Rona. How many times do I actually wind up saying, "Well, you know, that's something I actually want to think about a little bit."
Not a lot.
We have a 13-year-old kid who's going back to late 70s Falcons defense.
You like history.
I do. And I think he raises a really interesting point when he's talking about these great defenses of all time. You know, if you're going to single out one defense of all time, you probably have to go with the 85 Bears one year, as opposed to, you know, a run. Over a period of time, I would go with the Steelers in their heyday. But over a single season, I'd still probably go with the 85 Bears. You know, the Bears had the one glitch against Miami on a Monday night when Dan Marino carved them up. That was the answer to the 46 defense. But nobody knew that at that time. Nobody knew that. And so, you know, Buddy Ryan just basically went after you all game long and punished people, and he had the athletes to do it. And that was, you know, that was an insanely good defense. But the Steelers over their run, and this goes back to this, you know, this notion of Saddest Mount Rushmore. You know, I said, if you look at New England now, in the recent history, if you don't combine the past, you have a hard time coming up with four guys. There really aren't four guys, you know, which again is why it makes what New England did so incredible, especially when you compare it to like the Steelers. You know, for example, all right, and I know I'm going to leave some people out, but think about the great Steelers teams, all right? You had Swan and Stallworth at wide receiver. Swan's in the Hall of Fame. Stallworth was actually the better player. Swan was the more spectacular player. And Swan made big plays, highlight-type plays, in big moments that everyone remembers, and that's why he got in. Stallworth was really the better down-by-down player and had the better numbers, too. Regardless, you know, again, just talking about the one team of that time period, you had Swan, you had Stallworth at receiver, you had Franco Harris at running back. So those are all legitimate candidates to, you know, to be amongst the four best ever. You had Mike Webster at center, who was the best center of his era and arguably the best center of all time. You had Terry Bradshaw at quarterback, who won four Super Bowls. I'm just on the offense. I haven't even got to the defense, which is actually the better part. You know, the defense was loaded. Joe Green, who, you know, in my rankings is the greatest defensive tackle who ever lived, out of North Texas. Greatest defensive tackle who ever lived. And you had L.C. Greenwood and Dwight White. You know, and a linebacker, you had Jack Lambert and Jack Ham. I mean, you know, two of the best linebackers ever. These guys all played on the same team. And then the secondary, you had, you know, Mel Blunt, who is probably the greatest cornerback who ever lived. I mean, if he's not the greatest, it's a really short list involving Mel Blunt. But if I was talking about one complete cornerback all time, the first guy I would take is probably Mel Blunt. And then, you know, Donnie Shell finally got in. And you think about the players that they had, and I don't know, how many names did I just give you? 10, 12, how many names? They're all on one team. You know, so you don't have to go, you know, I don't have to go into the Wayback Machine from that period of time backwards to find guys to include in the Steelers, four greatest players of all time. They're all there. You know, you can pick from any of them. But there are all sorts of choices. You need a bigger mountain. You need a bigger mountain. But not that way with the Patriots. If you don't include the past in consideration of the Patriots list, once you go past, you know, Brady and, I guess, you know, Gronkowski and Richard Seymour, who they won't put in the Hall of Fame, you're done. I mean, that's it. And again, Ty Law, maybe, but you just don't have it. Again, that speaks to how impossible what the Patriots have done has been. You know, in an era designed to prevent great success, there's nothing about the Patriots roster success. If you didn't know they won these Super Bowls, if you didn't know they had the success, and you just looked at their players, you'd go, and then Brady. There's a whole bunch of and then Brady. And then Gronkowski, if you want to throw him in, who, you know, was available about half the time. Let me tell you about Joe's New York Pizza. Again, doing drive-through takeout now. You know, Joe's is unbelievable. You'll want to get the garlic knots. They're just incredible. How many people, Ramona, thousands of people have tried those garlic knots and said they'll come from anywhere to get them. They serve it with the marinara sauce. It's like you died and went to Italian food heaven. They're just incredible. That's where your meal starts. And then you have all the appetizers, the pepperoni twist, the meatballs and marinara. I mean, it's just unbelievable. The entrees, Taste of Italy, sampler platter, the chicken parm, the lasagna, which is really the only authentic lasagna you can get. This is Joe's New York Pizza. The pizza itself is award-winning, so if you just want a pie, absolutely hit them up. Go through, get the takeout service. It's Joe's New York Pizza, Patrick Square, Issaquena Trail. Get out there today. I promise you will thank me later. Welcome to the Road Rage. We're done for today. I'll see you tomorrow, same place, same time.
Broadcasting live from the Priority One Security Studios, WCCP 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT, 1560 Cowpens, 97.5 Spartanburg, the Upstate's number one choice for sports. We are the Roar.
CBS Sports Radio. Sports Flash.
I'm Rich Ackerman. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers go from 7-9 to conference championship contender with the addition of Tom Brady and perhaps others, as the Bucs have suddenly become a destination team. Perhaps others will follow. Head coach Bruce Arians was a guest of Tiki and Tierney and said the six-time Super Bowl champ has certainly have a way of garnering respect.
That excites me more than anything because we were so close last year. We're 7-9, but we were so close so many games, and he's going to bring that confidence that we're going to get this done.
Von Bell reportedly leaves New Orleans for a three-year deal with the Bengals. ESPN reports 100 top NBA executives are taking a 20% reduction of their base salary because of the pandemic. The WNBA draft is going on as planned, April 17th. The picks will be announced live on television with the prospects taking part remotely. Today was supposed to be opening day. When it does eventually happen is anyone's guess. In an interview with ESPN last night, Commissioner Rob Manfred said he hopes the sport can begin in May to prepare for a return. In an interview last night with ESPN Scott Van Pelt, Manfred said he hopes the return of America's pastime will be a big lift.
I think it will mark a real milestone in the return to normalcy. I think you saw it after 9/11.
Completely agree.
In terms of the resumption of play. You know, I was there in Shea Stadium that night that we began playing. It was one of the most memorable games I've ever attended.
The Indy 500 has been pushed back to August 23rd. And a sad note, Harlem Globetrotter legend Curly Neal has died at the age of 77. I'm Rich Ackerman.
Hey, it's Amy Lawrence. Be sure to listen to CBS Sports Radio at home. Ask Alexa to play CBS Sports Radio.
Sports Radio. This is the Zach Gelb Show.
Hour number two. Welcome back to the program. It is the Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on CBS Sports Radio, across all of our great local CBS Sports Radio affiliates, Sirius XM, Channel 206, and also the radio.com application. We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios. Home is more than a house. It's a personal paradise. Get yours with Rocket Mortgage. Push button. Get mortgage. The Cliff Averill family.